tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Here's today's prophecy update. There are four accounts of the second coming of Jesus to the earth in the book of Revelation. Because of this, many have become very confused concerning the order of the Bible's most famous prophecy book. Today, we will examine all four accounts of the second coming and will explain the chronological order of Revelation. This is especially important since the second coming will happen very soon now. We're going to be looking at the order of the book of Revelation. Now, before we actually begin, I want to call your attention to three different things that are repeated in the book of Revelation almost exactly because they, in fact, are the same event. The first one is what is known as the seventh seal. Let me read it to you. This is Revelation 8, verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Now remember that. Let's now take a look at the seventh trumpet. This is, by the way, Revelation 11, verse 19. The temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in the temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Remember, that's the seventh trumpet. Now let's go to the seventh vial. This is Revelation 16, verse number 18. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Later on, it also talks about a great hail. So we see these three different times. We've got the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven vials, and at the end of each of these series of seven is the refrain, and there were voices, thunderings, earthquakes, and great hail. So what does that mean to us then? That simply means that the seals are one account leading to the second coming. The seals happen to be the long account, expanding over many years. Then the trumpets are another account leading to the second coming over not as many years. Then the vials are the real short account leading to the second coming, perhaps over just a matter of months. We don't know for sure about that. But they all end up at the same place. They all end up at the Battle of Armageddon. Now, with that understood, let's look at the order of the book of Revelation. I want you to hear the account of the sixth and seventh seal. It begins in Revelation chapter number 6, verse number 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Now watch this. Verse 14. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb being Jesus, of course, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Now, that's under the sixth seal, but it quickly goes into the seventh seal. After interjecting the seventh chapter of Revelation, the seventh seal is in Revelation 8, verse 1. And when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And then in verse 5, it concludes the seventh seal. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. All right, now that's the account of the seven seals. There are many things in that account that lead up to the second coming of Jesus Christ. But the second coming happens when the heavens depart like a scroll. And then finally, there are voices, thunderings, and earthquakes, and great hail. Now let's look at the seventh trumpet. The seven trumpets begin in Revelation chapter 8 and continue on to the end of chapter number 11. When we get to the seventh trumpet, it's recorded in verse number 15 of Revelation chapter 11. Here's what it says. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now let's pause just a moment there, because when you talk about the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, the Bible teaches repeatedly that that's what happens at the second coming. Right now, the kingdoms of this world are ruled over by Satan. Satan said, the kingdoms of the world are mine. I give them to whomsoever I will. Well, that's true temporarily. Even Jesus acknowledged it during his trial in Pilate's judgment hall. Jesus said to Pilate, Pilate said, are you a king? And Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this age. But hereafter shall you see the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Jesus spoke of a time to come when he would come to the earth. And that's what I just read to you. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever. Again, it's an account of the second coming. Verse 16 tells us more about it. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come. And the time that the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. So it's the time of judgment, and it's the time of reward to those people who submitted themselves during this life to the lordship of Jesus Christ. It will be reward to those people who rebelled against the lordship of Jesus Christ and did their own thing. The song says, I did it my way. They're going to receive the wrath of Almighty God. And then finally in verse number 19, it tells us, and the temple of God was opened in heaven. And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. So seventh seal says it. Seventh trumpet says it. Now let's look at the seventh vial. It's Revelation 16, verse 17 and 18. Now in verse 16 of chapter 16, it states there, and he gathered them into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Then verse 17 says, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Wow, how climactic is that? I mean, we've been through the seals, the trumpets, and now we're the last vial. And this voice says, it is done. Now, verse number 18. And remember, this is part of the seventh vial. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. So again, at the seventh vial, we see that there were thunderings, voices, lightnings, earthquake, great hail. So it's the same thing each time. So what's going on here as far as the book of Revelation goes? Well, I want to finish with the seventh vial, because this is so important. The seventh vial, actually, it takes several chapters from the 16th chapter all the way to the end of the 19th chapter to record many of the things that will happen at the seventh vial. And chapters 17 and 18 are devoted to the judgment of false Christianity in the world. The Bible depicts false Christianity as a harlot. True Christianity is depicted as a virgin in the Bible. False Christianity is depicted as a harlot. So Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 are devoted to the judgment against the great harlot, against false Christianity. Most of Christianity, according to the Bible, according to the prophecies, both Catholic and Protestant, will follow the false prophet into an alliance with the Antichrist. That's what Revelation 17 and 18 is really all about. Then we get to chapter number 19, and we come there to the time when the bride hath made herself ready, the Bible says. The person speaking with John said to him, "Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. For the marriage of the Lamb is come." We're in chapter 19 now, and the marriage has not happened yet. "The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride," which is the church, "the bride hath made herself ready." Then we go to verse 11. "I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." So we see this account of the second coming. Now I want to pause there for just a moment, because we have produced a DVD. It's called "When Will the Rapture Happen?" So many people study the book of Revelation, and after a while, they're so confused because they think Revelation is in chronological order from beginning to end, and it's not. So they end up just absolutely bewildered by the book of Revelation. And then they start wondering, well, is there a pre-trib rapture? Is there a mid-trib rapture? Is there a post-trib rapture? There's one person that was teaching seven subsequent raptures. All kinds of things, because they do not understand the chronology of the book of Revelation. I had so many people ask me, I suppose in my conferences, I've been asked at least 1,000 times, okay, when does the rapture happen? I finally decided, look, this is the most prominent question I get. I'm just going to go ahead and answer it biblically and forthrightly. So I did a one-hour DVD. It's entitled, "When Will the Rapture Happen?" And I take you from verse to verse to verse. By the time you're done, you'll have zero doubt. You will know when the rapture happens. Is it pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib? There won't be any doubt left. We answer it biblically. If you'd like to have your own copy of "When Will the Rapture Happen?" pick up the phone and call us right now. The number to call is 1-800-IN-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or if you prefer to order online, simply go to endtime.com, endtime.com. And there's a place there for you can order. You can visit our store. And the title is "When Will the Rapture Happen?" So, if you have any doubts, this will give you the scriptural proof where on God's timeline, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, exactly when will the rapture happen. We give you the scriptures step by step. I don't want to leave any question in your mind. I don't want to leave it to the opinion of men, but I want you to know what the Bible actually does say. All right, let's get back to our study. The last thing we're going to look at, the last account of the second coming of Jesus is not quite the same as the other three. We've got seven seals, seven trumpets, seven vials, but in this account, it's in chapter number 14 of the book of Revelation. We call this the two simultaneous harvest. Remember in Matthew chapter 13 where Jesus told a parable about a certain man that sowed good seed in his field? But while he and his servants slept, an enemy that hated the owner came and sowed tares among the wheat, trying to destroy his harvest. Well, they all asked the master, when the tares started coming up, shall we go out and shall we pull up the tares? And he said, oh no, don't do that, because you'll pull up the wheat with it. Let them grow together till the time of harvest. And at that time, we will gather them both, cast the tares into the fire, and gather the wheat into the barn. Now that's the account that Jesus gave of the two simultaneous harvests. But the same account is given in a different way in Revelation chapter 14. There are two harvests there. Let's begin with chapter 14, verse number 14. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Now keep that in your mind, the term, the harvest of the earth. The harvest of the earth is ripe. Now verse 16. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Now that's the rapture of the church. That's the second coming. Verse 17 then describes the battle of Armageddon. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth. Notice it doesn't say the harvest of the earth. Gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. 10 furlongs equal 1 mile. That means blood will flow by the distance of 160 miles. If you go to the plain of Megiddo in the north and go over to the Jordan Valley, which is normally the way you would go, down the Jordan Valley into the gates of Jerusalem, that distance is 160 miles. This last harvest of the vine of the earth is talking about the battle of Armageddon. And it says that blood will flow by the space of 1,600 furlongs or 160 miles. All right, let's review now. What have we learned here? You have the seven seals, which are the long story beginning as early as 325 AD. Culminating at Armageddon. You have the trumpets, which began a little over 100 years ago now, culminating at Armageddon. And then you have the vials, the real short story, which don't begin till at least the mark of the beast is passed out halfway through the final 7 years. But they too culminate at Armageddon. They all end up with, and there were voices, thunderings, an earthquake, and great hail. Then we have this other account in Revelation chapter number 14 of the two harvests, the two simultaneous harvests, the harvest of the wheat, the harvest of the tares. They're all the same thing. Jesus himself gave another account in his most famous prophecy chapter, Matthew chapter number 24. In verse number 29, it states, immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars will fall from heaven, the mountains and islands will be moved out of their places. We've already read that. Those are the things that happen under the sixth and seventh seal. Now Jesus says, also they will happen immediately after the tribulation. And then it says, and then shall you see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. He will send his four angels to the four winds of the heavens to gather his elect from one end of heaven to the other. It's another account of the second coming. Every single account we have in Scripture follows the exact same pattern. So let's look then. What is the chronology of the book of Revelation? Chapters 1, 2, and 3 were addressed to the time that John wrote. In chapter 1, verse 19, John was told, write the things thou hast seen, the things which are, the things which shall be hereafter. So the things thou hast seen were recorded in chapter number 1. Then chapters 2 and 3 recorded the things that are. There were seven churches in Asia Minor, and God sent special messages to those seven churches, Ephesus, Thyatira, Sardis, and all those seven churches. History tells us that John, after his exile was over, returned to Asia Minor, which is today's Turkey, and was the overseer of those seven churches. So those are the things that are. And then the other category that John was told to write were the things that must be hereafter. When you get to chapter 4, verse 1, John heard a voice as the sound of a trumpet saying, come up hither, I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That's where the prophetic portion of the book of Revelation begins. Then chapters 4 through chapter number 8, verse 5, tells the story of the seven seals. And then chapter 8, verse 6 through chapter 11 tells the story of the seven trumpets, both of those ending with the second coming. And then chapters number 12 through 14 gives us another account of the events leading up to the second coming, culminating in chapter 14 with the two simultaneous harvests. Then it starts over again in chapter 15 through chapter number 19. It talks about the seven vials, again ending with the battle of Armageddon. So we're talking today about the order of events in the book of Revelation. There are four dramatic accounts of the second coming. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 through 16, plus chapter 8, verse 1 through 5. Revelation chapter 11, verse number 15 through 19. Revelation chapter number 14, verse 14 through 20, and Revelation chapter number 15 through chapter 19, the second coming especially is described in detail in chapter 19. The marriage of the Lamb has come, the bride has made herself ready, the heavens depart like a scroll, and here he comes. Well, let me remind you once again, we have a DVD called When Will the Rapture Happen? If you want to know the theology of it, it's a one-hour DVD. Call us 1-800-END-TIME. Also, we'd like to invite you today to become a partner with End Time Ministries. The second coming is really close. We've got to reach the whole world with this message in the very short time just ahead. We need you to join your strength with our strength as we declare this message to the whole world, television, radio, every way possible. If you'd like to be a partner, call us. 800-END-TIME is the number to call, or go to endtime.com. You're listening to End of the Age.
From Here to Armageddon, a new exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Six Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.
Do you believe we're living in the end times? If so, what's the one magazine you should subscribe to? End Time is the magazine designed to guide you through the end times. Irvin highly recommends End Time magazine so you can stay informed with what's going on in the news and how it relates to Bible prophecy. Call 1-800-363-8463 and get End Time magazine for 2 years for only $29. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com to take advantage of this special offer.
Do you want to know more about Bible prophecy? If so, you will want to attend a prophecy conference hosted by Irvin Baxter of End of the Age. Stay tuned to this station to find out when Irvin will be coming to a location near you.
I'm Jay Jones. Did you know that if you die without a